second day. The dawn beside the lee and morning aqua glimmer, a clear prophetic sea walk leads to afternoon. A thousand different lines can populate a song and not disturb the sequence of its melody. Music hath no need of guardians. Her sweet guitars, harps, bells, and calliopes defend her. Not the subject, but the cadence. Less the cadence than the tone. Less subject, tone, or beat than angle of coincidence, seeking satisfaction of a seventh sense of symmetry. The Maria Elena glides upon the bright white ocean of our second day. Everyone aboard her is a stowaway. There were no tickets for the passage. Hanged in their lineaments, sinister spinsters prowl the foredeck and the aft in search of lost angelicacies. Thus do they paper their implausibility with regret, decline to elaborate, thin, wicked, and celibate. Thus do they signify to me, they remain in some sense chained and offer constancy, I'd not free them for the world. They will scrub the deck for secrets, discover blood drops and hasty crumpled notes of secret love. They will find small things of value, which they will not return. God bless them. Bell tower, peal forth. Awaken all sleeping souls. Shovel the master from ashes, an approving flame. The more the eyelids lower, the more an eternal visor opens on a vast mechanical vista. Words of emerald shine beneath a slow-flowing sea with light, sighs, and laughter. What was it we feared when setting forth to sail upon this cheerful raft upon this sweet and glossy sea? Relax, fear is endless, but here, oh, here is time for music, for philosophy, for poetry, and even love. Here is time for recognition, reunion, and recompense. We will sail unto whatever port the winds prepare. Ah, blessed second day, two smiling dolphins breast our wake. Lost from sight, our shore becomes the lost blue peaks of memory. Mighty knock shatters the placid waves. The sea becomes the sky full of foaming flame. Veins of the waves bulge till they burst and turn the sea to blood. A raft has no fore or aft. The Maria Elena has no sail. Hell's own violin and bacchanal upon the south deck wail. This is my creation, cries the thunder. I am pleased. Now mop it up. To be done, to be done. And then, under a swell, sat down forcibly and lectured by a cloud. As I rolled to Sata Lair, the cloud declared, I met a crippled king with four fleshless hounds leashed by seven chains. A queen had he on the right arm and three queens on his left. Each queen had seven tongues, each tongue of two opinions. He combed the 12 hairs of his beard with a curry comb of glass. 10 tines had it on a tine, but four, alas, are broken. God above and Christ below, counting the king, the queens, hounds, chains, and all the several other things, how come it rarely rains in dreams? It is because there is no need. There are dreams in which other dreams are mentioned, contiguous in symmetry, but in dreams it very rarely rains.